enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry about that. Got a little phone ding-a-wing happened. So here we are at our 58th episode. It's
Did you say 50th?
58th. Come on.
58. Nifty great.
Nifty great. So.
Nifty great.
God damn it. So I just wanted to come out and say that I don't like the comic we made last week.
Is that because two people didn't like it?
No, I knew you were going to say that. But this is actually like somewhat serious for me because I feel like you thought it was funny and it wasn't. And I felt pressured to do it even though I didn't really like the idea. So, I'm just saying, I once I was done with it, I was not happy. I didn't think it was a very good comic.
You know, a couple of people retweeted it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't personally like it very much.
Okay.
That's just me. I don't know, I guess if some people like it, that's cool. I didn't really like it.
Alan asked me if I phoned it in for that comic.
Yeah, I feel like we did phone it in a little bit.
Okay.
Basically, what it came down to for me is I read it and I was like, this is a joke that I would see in Family Guy and probably not laugh at. So, yeah, that's it.
Well, who can say?
Anyway.
I had no distance from it.
Yeah. I mean, we fuck up sometimes. We make work that, we make a lot of comics and occasionally there's going to be a bad one. The good news is, I'm now home, and I'm home until the end of January, so we can put out a lot of comics in the next few weeks.
Okay, I'm gonna be working pretty hard now. My life just got pretty crazy. I got a job.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are you working, brother?
I'm a talent scout. I basically walk around and look for models and actors.
That sounds interesting. Do you just have to walk around the streets?
Wherever I want, I guess. But it's crazy.
How'd you get it? How'd you get this job?
Craigslist.
So is it good pay? Like what's the?
I don't know. It's like weird. It's kind of commission.
I was gonna say, is it commission based?
It's kind of commission. Basically, you only get paid if. Like, you scout people that actually get signed with the agency. Uh-huh. So, I've only been working for a couple of days. I have no idea how easy or hard that is. But, okay. I guess we'll see.
Wait, so you don't get paid, like, a wage or anything for your work? You have to get a commission?
Right.
That's tough.
But it's not really a commission. It's like, you basically just have to, there's a salary, and you have to get a certain number to maintain your salary.
Interesting. So, well,
I don't know.
If it's going to be hard for you to write three comics a week and do the podcast three times a week, then I understand. We could do two or
no, something. No, I want to do it. It's just my life's going to be crazy. I mean, this week is really crazy, especially because I have to do the training for this job and do the job.
Uh-huh.
Like, they expect me to... So it's like I'm almost doing two jobs because like I have to go in there and do shit in the office. For no money. It's like slave labor. And then I have to actually do the scouting.
Huh.
So it's a little crazy. But it is kind of funny, like the range of emotions that I've found when I approach people on the street. I'm always like, basically, like I just get paid to holler at people. I'm just like, hey, you've got a really nice look. Yeah, I'm a talent scout. Like, I'd like to hook you up, blah, 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 blah. And then. Some people are
what
like...
What if you just, like, try to hook up every single person that you meet? What would happen?
Then the undesirables, quote-unquote. I mean, I don't want to cast any aspersions, but the undesirables would probably flood the, like, open call that that you invite the people to.
True.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of an asshole. Like, you kind of have, it's, I'm kind of like, my job is to be an asshole. Like, I'd probably be annoyed by someone like me if I was approached.
Yeah, I am.
I don't know. It depends, because it's like an opportunity. Like, yeah. I'm telling people that they've got, that they could model if they wanted to. So I don't think that's that.
Is it mainly for modeling, or is it a?
It's mainly modeling, yeah. But like, okay. for like ads and magazines and stuff. So you don't have to
that's,
be like.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's not, like, it's the best commission-based job where I could be walking around. Like, I'm not walking around selling something or handing out flyers.
Yeah.
So.
That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's better than nothing, I guess.
I'll see how long I do it for.
So, I wanted to also talk about how they ruined Metal Gear. Did you see that? What happened?
Yeah, that was kind of terrible. And
so, they renamed the game Metal Gear Rising Revengeance.
Which is a crazy word.
The fucking worst word ever.
Let's just start off with the fact that that's a crazy word.
Vengeance and revenge essentially mean the same thing.
I mean, they do mean the same thing, and but revengeance is a word?
It is.
So that I've learned that?
No. It's also like, it's just one of those stupid words, like racialist is actually a word. Like, it just means racist.
Right.
So then I was like, okay, whatever, they changed the name. Turns out, Kojima is not working on it in any respect, and he's basically washed his hands of the project.
Well, he worked on the story, which is going to remain somewhat intact.
No, not at all.
Not at all. Somewhat at all.
More or less not at all. I don't know if you've seen the interview with him, but basically, you know, the game was originally going to take place between... This is going to be really boring for most people. The game was originally going to
speed track this.
Yeah, I don't want to rant on it too long. I'm just pissed off. It was originally going to take place between MGS 2 and 4, and they moved it to after MGS 4, which makes me think the story is going to be like Ryan's family gets killed and he's going for revenge or some shit.
I think it's going to be... The problem with it is that MGS 4, the it was supposed to be... Like, he was supposed to... Spoiler alert. He was supposed to be able to stop fighting at the end of the game. That was the whole point.
Yeah.
So, on that level, it's annoying.
And Kojima's not writing it anymore. No, it's he's basically handed the project completely over to Team Ninja. What happened was he...
Not Team Ninja.
He basically...
You don't even know what you're talking about, do you?
Not Team Ninja. Whatever the fuck company does Bayonetta or whatever.
Misinformation.
Well, listen, I get things mixed up. But the point is, they're going to make... It's basically a hack and slash game now. So it looks like Ninja Gaiden. It's basically what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And the story is just not going to be a Metal Gear story. Like, I saw the new trailer. It looks... Ugh. It looks, like, pretty cool, but it's not a Metal Gear game, and it just fucking sucks.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I'd rather play it... it was canceled, so I'd rather play it than not play it.
Wait, when was it canceled?
It was canceled because the game design didn't really work.
Oh.
So they weren't going to make it, and then...
See, if it's going to just totally bastardize the story, I would rather it not exist.
Well, if that's the case, then no one's going to force you to play it, so... There's going to be a new Metal Gear game.
True, so I'm going to feel like I have to.
Here's the parallel. I decided not to play Metroid Other M because Team Ninja ruined Samus and ruined Metroid.
That's what I was thinking of with Team Ninja. But yeah, I feel like this game's going to ruin Raiden.
Yeah, so if that's the case, I won't play it. Because I wanted to play another Metroid game, but I wasn't going to play Other M because I heard they basically lobotomized Samus, who is like one of my favorite video gaming protagonists. So
yeah. Also, I did go back, since I'm no longer excited about it, I did go back and finally watch the original trailer for Rising, mm-hmm. and it looked really fucking cool. Like, so I was just really pissed off that that's not what they went with.
Well, supposedly, like, the game design didn't work because, like, being able to cut anything...
They said it was gonna be a big challenge for them to do it.
Yeah, being able to cut anything makes it so that, like, well, what can stand in your way? I guess
that's
the problem.
That I don't see that. I don't really see that argument. I think that the game could still be challenging.
Yeah,
but
I think so, but I don't. They obviously had problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's enough of that.
That's that.
Whatever. Fuck it.
But the most interesting thing was that when he said in his interview that his original idea was for MGS4 was to have a game about the boss at the Normandy invasion, which is what I've always wanted. And so I'm really hoping they still make that. What? Because for some reason they switched over to this Raiden thing, and then that fucked up, so.
No, the Normandy invasion is...
Are you fucking kidding?
No, I forgot that the boss was in World War II, actually.
Okay, good. You know what the Normandy... You know what D-Day is.
I just forgot the boss was supposed to have been in World War II, because I forget that. I forget that Metal Gear Solid is, like, pseudo-history.
If I could play a game where I was the boss going around killing Nazis and Nazi Metal Gears, I would fucking... Just, it would be amazing. Anyway, enough nerd rants. I don't want this to be another Zelda cast where you're going for half an hour.
Can we talk about Zelda for a sec? That was just extremely disappointing.
Wait, what?
Can we just expunge on Zelda?
I think... want to keep going with that?
Yeah, let's just go again.
Bring it up every week about how sad we are.
Let's do it again.
I'm good.
All right, so I have some funny things.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure. But...
Do you want to get right into writing here?
No. I have funny things. You don't know the structure of this, what we do.
Still haven't figured it out.
Can't grasp onto that.
I haven't gotten
57 times in the past already.
I've got the dropsies.
Dropsies. Whoopsie doodle. All right, so I was trying to print up some business cards. So much more annoying and difficult than you might think.
Mm.
The first website I go to, it's like, okay, business cards are 3.5 by 2 inches. No, they're not. They're like 3.04 inches by 2, like some like it goes out to 100th places with the inches. So I'm like, you gotta tell me that because I'm making it. Like, do you understand that I'm making the image? So you gotta tell me the dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I'm refinagling the same image like ad infinitum. And I like try it on different sites. I tried it to do it on this like I guess somewhat popular website called VistaPrint, and in the like the preview that shows you what the business card's gonna look like, there was like really heavy JPEG artifacting.
Oh, that's good.
So I was like, this is probably just what the preview is. Like, I don't think the business card will look like this, but I would feel really stupid if I printed out like 500 business cards and there was really shitty JPEG artifacting on the like on the actual image in the card. So I contacted customer support. I was just like, while previewing the design I uploaded, there's JPEG artifacting on the image. Will it print this way? Dear Jacob Brophy, thanks for contacting VistaPrint, where it's easy to make an impression for less. We have received your request for assistance. In order to better serve you, we'll need some additional information. So that's like the form letter part of it.
Yeah.
And then they say, if you would provide the following details, we'll research your inquiry and respond as soon as possible. Please explain to us what you mean when you say the image is artifacting so we can better assist you. I've got an idea. Why don't you just Google it? Because you're
I was gonna say, you fucking work on, like, working with images you don't know what artifacting is. Like, fuck you.
Your tech support for a company that does this. And you don't know what the fuck is going on. All right, this is really embarrassing. I Googled it. I clicked on the Wikipedia article. And I just copy-pasted the URL to the Wikipedia article on compression artifacting. That's all I replied with was that URL. Because I'm like, you can't be fucking serious about this. They respond again with, I shit you not, the exact same thing they already sent me. Please explain to us what you mean when you say the image is artifacting. Right?
God damn it.
So just the same thing. It's just like Groundhog Day. I'm just like, what the fuck is happening? Like, are you serious? So I replied, I just sent a link to the explanation. And then today, by the way, this is like a week in between each of these correspondences that it takes them to get back to me.
Mm-hmm.
So today I get, for security purposes, email attachments are automatically deleted by our system, and as a result, we did not receive the attachment of your artwork. However, we can assist you with your query if you email the image to this email address at vistaprint.com.
Oh, goddamn you, VistaPrint.
What email attachment are you talking
about? What artwork?
What anything? What anything? Did you see what I said? Did you look at what I said? Do you know English? Or is this just a script? Like, I don't understand what's happening.
Oh, it's just the world we live in. It's a terrible, crazy world.
Crazy day and age. Fucking, I don't know what's happening, but I'm frightened.
I'm very frightened. Constantly.
So that was obviously I didn't go with Vistaprint for the business cards. I had them print. I like ordered them a week ago before I even got this email. But it's just funny that I'm like still talking to them.
Yeah.
Also, here's another story. I was sleeping the other night.
Uh huh. Interesting.
I do that pretty much every night.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, I was woken up by my doorknob like jiggling in place. Like I think my roommate just like accidentally brushed my door or something, so my doorknob jiggled.
Mm.
But for some reason, I woke up and the only thought in my mind was, "Oh, give me a break. That's so contrived." And then I was like, "What?" I couldn't understand for like a minute that it wasn't fiction, that it wasn't like that my life wasn't fiction, that someone didn't write it. That's such a contrived way for the main character to wake up. And I don't even know why it is. It's not really.
Yeah, somewhat contrived.
It's just like when you're in that like half dream state and you're really confused.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, that's bullshit, man. They should really try harder. They should try a lot harder.
What happened to the writing in this show? Really jump the shark.
Put your soul into your work and just, you know, be proud of it. Don't write this bullshit. It's just disappointing everyone. You got anything going on? Anything interesting happening to you?
I got some ladies on OkCupid messaging me. It's so weird that I go to Binghamton, there's no one there, and I come back here and I switch my location back to my hometown. And I instantly get two messages from ladies who want it. And it's just like, what's happening?
Well, you show up in people's news feed when you change your profile.
Yeah. But it's just, it's I don't know. So something might happen.
I mean, you're just saying you got messages. There's nothing to that. There's no story there at all.
No.
Just thought you'd share that factoid.
I mean, one of the messages was, like, your little, like, jab, like, someone did hi, smiley face, and they said, like, just kidding. So that proved that they actually read my profile, which I appreciated.
Sure.
And what else? I haven't got shit happening, I don't think. I finished school, as I said. Fucking beat the final boss.
Graduated.
I did not graduate yet. Trying to think if I've been playing anything new. Not really, no.
I've got a question for you.
What?
Do you know what a tuxedo is?
Yeah.
Is there any reason you didn't draw yourself in a tuxedo in the comic?
Didn't like it.
Didn't like that idea?
Didn't like it.
You didn't like it. That's all?
That's pretty much it. I just preferred the suit.
Okay. You should stop clicking.
I can't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yep.
So I was biking the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I hear from behind me, "Hey, fucking idiot!" And I look over, and there's this van, and this dude is, like, hanging out the window. And he was obviously the one who yelled it. The van cuts me off. Like, it makes a right turn, like, through the bike lane, cuts me off. And as the van was cutting me off, the dude in the passenger window who yelled at me, he was looking at me to, like, see my reaction. And at first I was, like, totally taken aback. But then for, like, just, like, for an instant before they drove out of view, we shared, like, a little knowing smile. We just we shared a little moment.
What? Why would he be smiling?
I mean, I thought it was funny, so I was like, I get it. I see where you're coming from. And,
He connected.
We had a little moment.
That's cute.
As he as they drove by in their fucking disgusting, horrifying rape van, we shared a little moment there.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Mm. See, I feel like interesting things happen in my life, but as soon as I start this podcast, I just can't think of them at all.
Hmm.
I mean, I could start writing shit down, but that seems like a lot of work.
It's so much work.
It is a lot.
Let me tell you about it. It's just so much work.
It's so much work.
It's a lot to do.
Yeah.
It's hard to have an entertainment podcast.
Yeah, right?
Everyone out there, you're just entertained. You don't think about what goes into it. I have to go around and things happen to me. Do you even know what kind of toll that takes on me? On my life? On my soul?
He knows. I actually was playing a lot of... my friend got Sega All-Star Racing. It was really fun.
Yeah. That's the story? That's the story?
I was recommending
that's the story.
It.
Story.
It was pretty fun.
That's the story. Okay.
Also...
It's a great story.
fuck you. I also saw him play Shadows of the Dam, which looks fucking awesome. I can't wait to play that.
Alright. So just miscellaneous, like...
Are you getting that?
Thoughts.
Are you getting that game?
At some point.
Okay. That's all.
Now, anyone who's out there, if you're interested in Shadow of the Damned, do you know I'm planning to get it at some point?
So you can borrow it. You can borrow it from Jake.
Let that knowledge
slip you. But after me, because I got dibs.
Okay. Interesting. I like where we're going with this.
I do.
I don't.
Well.
So, here's the thing. I'll say one more thing. This is a pretty great thing that happened.
How great?
Let's just say I was in the right place at the right time.
On a scale from 1 to great, what is it?
It's great. It's great.
Oh, wow. That's pretty amazing.
It's great, is what it is. But I was in the right place, and by place I mean Facebook, and at the right time.
Placebook?
Did I say Placebook?
No, I'm saying Placebook.
Okay, I thought I was cracking up. A lot of stress going on. I've been on my feet since I started this job.
Communication breakdown.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening with my life. And when I say I was in the right time, I was just on Facebook at the moment of someone having some sort of incredible nervous breakdown. And I shit you not, there's about 20 Facebook posts in a row from this same person.
Oh, yes.
They have since been removed, and there's been an apology post. So there's like, so if you look at the page now, there's just the one post. But I was like, this is too good to be true, it might go away. So I copy and pasted all of the statuses from the nervous breakdown before they were deleted.
Nice, good job.
They're actually so crazy that I thought the dude's account got hacked. But apparently not. Like, if I were him, instead of making that...
Is this a friend of yours, or...?
It's an acquaintance.
Uh-huh.
He's my Facebook friend.
Yeah.
But what does that even mean these days?
I mean, it doesn't mean shit.
So yeah, if I were him, I would have been like, yo, look, wait, that's crazy, my account got hacked last day. I would not have handled it. He did not spin it the right way. But, alright, so I'm just gonna read this... Boom, boom, boom. I'll pause in between each status just so you know that I'm moving on to the next status because there's like a fuck ton of these, so I'm just going to read them in a row. Okay, first status. Do you wish there to be nothing left of me? There are worthless people. People like my own family. People who think I am nothing. Well, those people can find their own life. Their own life of nothing. These people, these worthless icons of life, are those I would call my parents.
Oh, shit.
They know nothing of true life, nothing of true sacrifice, only their own worthless ideals. I am unfortunate to be in their presence, unfortunate to know their life. They care not for the individual, they care not for the spirit. If I die tonight, cold, on the streets of justice, let all know that I was rejected. I'm just going to assume he was trying to say rejected, but...
You wrote rejected?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck is going on? I denounce my parents, the worthless assholes that they are. Fuck all of you who follow Facebook. This is a worthless medium. In the end, The great will rise and the rest will fall. I will live the rest of my life alongside a burning trash can, and I don't care. What the equals fuck lol? Do you think your minute friendship matters in this virtual world? Find reality and then come talk to me. I appreciate it, everyone, but life has never been so simple as, quote, I'll help you. I'll see you in a few millennia. Thank you. Good night.
That is amazing.
Was that not something? Was I not as advertised in the right place at the right time?
You were. That was quite a gold mine.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not even over.
It's not even over.
You said thank you, good night, but there's one more before the apology. I guess my problem is I don't understand why any of you think this is real. This venue of pseudo-interaction is a canvas for the ultimate bullshit. If you want to talk to someone, talk to them. With vocal cords and, God forbid, facial expression. Lol.
Oh, boy.
So that was the ice gun cake, sorry.
Wow. I'm blown away. I don't even know what to say.
So you want to hear the aftermath post?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, everyone. I didn't mean to make anyone worry. I lost my touch with reality a little last night, and I selfishly broadcast my feelings. It was unfair of me to burden any of you with concern. I'm having one of those times when you just want to take it all back. I'm okay, though, so please don't worry. Are you okay?
I don't think you're okay, because you said you were going to live the rest of your life next to a burning garbage can. I don't think that's cool. That's not great.
Just, oof. Are you okay?
I don't think so. I am like super worried.
I'm really worried. But
oh Jesus Christ!
Not for the right reasons.
Yeah, no. I'm worried for my own safety.
I'm not sure I'm burdened with concern. Let's put it that way. But I do wish to know if you are okay. In fact, sir, good sir.
Bad sir.
Bad sir. So yeah, that's the thing that happened.
That was a treat. Yeah. It's quite a treat.
Like I said, might have been like, oh God, the cyberspace got hacked last night. happened. So
yeah. Ugh, Jesus Christ.
Gonna have to keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
See how he progresses.
Jesus.
In the future.
The future.
In the future, you might say.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I feel like that was an artistic segment.
It was quite artistic. I'm arted. I'm artsed.
You're artsed.
Yeah.
Why? That's exactly how I want my artist to be when we're preparing for a comic. So,
I hope so.
Should we go through some of the stuff that's on here?
What stuff?
Should we try and like the comic ideas document? Like, should we try and salvage any of this like stuff that's in here?
That sounds like a lot of work. Like, I guess we have to
one
do
of these
it.
Like premises or ideas or shits. Some sort of shits like that, like some shits or guys or things.
I guess so.
Is there anything you like?
I don't know. These are all very. It's hard to. None of these are great jumping off points, I think.
Okay. Alright, fuck it. Anything, you have any comic ideas? Probably not, right? Probably no? Mm-hmm. Big no?
Yeah.
Yeah, safe to say.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about a 4-panel comic?
Okay, tell me what it is. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm going to do it, because I don't know what the idea is yet.
This is like a, it's like four panels of dating advice.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Well, pitch it. I don't know how I feel about it yet.
All right, so I don't know if we want to have like a just unknown narrator or something going on.
Figure that out, just
So we start with something that says like the market is flooded with dicks. So you're gonna need to follow my advice. And then we have like the image is like a girl standing there and she's like, I am so bored and also tired of all these dicks.
Okay.
And then panel two is, it's like a play on playing hard to get. It's play excruciatingly undesirable. And we have the blonde guy flipping off a woman, right? Mr. Bromance.
Yeah, Jennifer.
He's telling her, I had a threesome with your lesbian mothers last night and turned them straight. Needless to say, they're getting a divorce.
How is this relevant to the first panel?
This is playing excruciatingly undesirable. This is a dating technique.
Oh, maybe we should probably make that more clear, like dating technique number one or something.
Yeah, we could do that. And then maybe he says, I guess you had better hope that gay divorce gets legalized soon, huh? Or something like that. I don't know if that fits, but.
Maybe.
And then, so then the girl responds, I feel strangely aroused. Right?
Okay.
I don't know. This third panel might need more formation. It's the, like, there's, I have the idea that you would be forceful in like making out with them, and you'd be so forceful that you'd need to like, you know, throw her against a wall, but then cushion the blow with your own hand and like shatter your bones, like shatter your fingers because
What?
you like
What are you saying?
all right, this panel might not make sense.
I don't see it right so far.
So it's like you're being forceful, but you can't actually hurt her.
So it's not rape.
Like you can't. No. Like this is to so that she's excited.
Okay.
You like throw her
So
against
rape. You mean rape.
rape. So you throw her against the wall, but like you wouldn't want her to smash her head on the wall and get a concussion and a brain injury. So you cushion the blow with your fingers and you shatter your fingers because of her skull.
I don't see any possible way to convey that in one panel. It doesn't seem possible at all.
Maybe.
I think it would take a very brilliant artist to do that, and I'm not a brilliant artist.
Do you like that direction? Like, do you think there's some way?
No, I like it. I think that third panel is whack, but I like the first
No,
two.
no, no. There's still another panel. I'm saying, do you think that this third panel is it like something in that idea that we could do with that?
Maybe. I don't know. It's hard
Okay.
to say.
And then the fourth panel is inspired by an AIM conversation we once had. It's like, you know, step three or whatever. Make sure you do foreplay to her. And it says this primarily consists of pressing on the top of her head and repeatedly winking. And the AIM conversation was, you said, I feel like I don't ever want to tell a girl to suck my wang. Seems really demeaning. And I said, you're not supposed to tell them to. And you said, yeah, I guess. And I said, you just push on their head and wink. So I salvaged that from a conversation.
Should we make it more clear that we're talking about like hinting at the girl giving the guy a blowjob, or
Well,
because it
yeah,
doesn't.
you would draw it. That would be fourth panel.
So he would be like kind of pushing her head towards his dick and winking.
Yeah, like, and maybe she's like really looking like she doesn't know what's going on. She's like kind of indignant, and she's like, "What the fuck's happening?" But she's getting kicked down there. Maybe she's like trying not to be pushed down, but like she is being pushed down. Like she's like
Yeah.
trying to stand up, but she's like, you know, like she's already been compressed. And she's like, wait, like, you know, weirdly, awkwardly standing there. You know?
Yeah.
So, you like this? Shits?
Yeah, I do. What are we gonna do about the third panel, though? 'Cause that's weird.
I wrote here that you could maybe like put a little cutaway within the panel of like an X-ray with the broken fingers, but I don't even know if this makes any sense.
It kind of does, but I feel like it's going to be hard to convey it. It's just weird. It's convoluted.
Yeah. So we might want to think of a different third thing for that stuff.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We might need to think of something.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, what do you want to do? Oh, wait. Can you edit this out?
What?
That? Did you hear that?
Couldn't you have just not done that and then...
I had to. I couldn't hold it in.
You could have done it silently.
No, I couldn't have. You don't know. It was an emergency situation. I asked first.
Yeah, but it doesn't make it less work for me. It's gotta count for something. It doesn't make it less work for me to do that. You should have.
Yeah.
Alright, so I gotta think of something for this.
Okay. Do you want us to still be about being forceful, or do you want to do something else?
I don't know. See, I guess the, I guess it doesn't fit being forceful at the expense of your own health wouldn't fit with bromance, because he would not sacrifice his thing.
No, he would absolutely kill someone when he's having sex with them.
So I guess we can just make it bromance in panels 2, 3, and 4, and make panel 3 more in line with something he would do.
Yeah.
And we have discussed, I did talk to you before about how I think bromance used to be, I liked his character design a little bit better back when he was, like, in the hot air balloon and in heaven.
Right.
Because he looked a little bit more, like, debonair.
Uh-huh. So, debonair?
Yeah, so, debonair. So I think you might want to, like, get back to that.
All right.
Or in that direction.
I'll try. Try to copy my own artwork.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. So what would he do? Like, do we want to be forceful the bromance way? Or do we want to think of something else that he would do in between foreplay and the pickup line?
Well, if it's something kind of date rapey.
Just a tinge of date rape?
Yeah. I don't know, like, I don't know what we could do that wouldn't be cliche.
You could say you can't spell date rape without date. Rape.
Without date. Rape. Maybe. I don't know. I think being forceful could be funny. I don't know.
You can't rape your date without a date in your rape.
Should the girl be the same girl from the blowjob comic? Or just different? Should be different girls every panel?
That might be funny.
Yeah. Different. You like the different girls idea?
Yeah, because it's like his dating advice thing. He's just a man slut.
Yeah.
The Man Slut Chronicles. So,
fuck.
Alright. I'm gonna level with you. I'm not really thinking.
Uh-huh. Good. That's always a good sign. What if... Now, you know, hear me out. Yep. What if he's just naked in panel 3 and we work with that?
But how does he... In panel 4, is he still naked, but his bottom half is off the panel, I guess?
Wouldn't it be isn't that a whole different situation?
What?
Panel 3 and 4 is different situations.
Oh, yeah.
These are all different scenarios.
Yeah. I guess he could be naked in panel 4, too, but... I mean, I think that you could give the girl a really funny facial expression, like looking up at him.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. No, I think it's kind of funnier if he's not naked in panel 4. He's like still wearing his pants and just kind of pushing her head towards his dick.
Okay.
Like what if panel 3 was something like be bold and he's just like in a bar, but he's
be generous and it's him. We do we had our old idea of like laying out in a tiger print thong.
Yeah.
And we were like, be generous. Don't withhold any of your like nature's bounty. Don't withhold any of the gifts that Mother Nature...
This comic is so gay. Just got so gay. So would it just be a picture of him in a leopard print thong?
Maybe on a bed with, like, rose petals, and he's like... And the girl just, like, walked in, And she's like, this is my house.
What if he's not wearing a leprechaun thong, but it's like American Beauty where the rose petals are covering up his nads?
What if it's a leopard print sensor bar?
I don't know about that.
Are you sure you don't know?
It's kind of funny, I guess.
Breaking the borders.
Would it be funnier if I don't draw the leopard print and if I like find a pattern online and make it into a sensor bar? Or what should I draw it?
You could do that. I'm on post.
Which?
You can find it online.
Yeah, okay. Alright. If you like that. I kinda like that. Like, this is my house.
Have we done that joke too much of like, why are you in my house?
Have we done it at all?
I mean, me saying, how'd you get in here? I guess we could just have her say something slightly different than that.
Yeah.
So be generous.
Does that make sense?
Being generous.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we have to explain why in his mind it's generosity.
Oh.
Like, these are like my natural gifts. I'm like, and I'm sharing them with you.
I just thought of what if panel one is instead of a girl saying I'm so bored and tired of all these dicks, if it's like a chart, like a dick chart, like explaining how the market is flooded with dicks and like how the trend is up. Or do you like your thing better?
Can we do both?
What if she's pointing to a chart?
Maybe the background is a chart and it's like the y-axis is dicks. And it's like zigging up and down, but like the general trend is up.
Is up, yeah. It's your typical red line graph.
And I just like the idea that she's like one of those typical like infomercial people who's like, I'm so tired of peeling my potatoes. You know?
Yeah. Okay. So I'll put a graph. Fix up dick chart.
So, yeah, that's good.
Be generous, share.
How about, like, share your assets? Or shall we say, man sets?
No. What if it's just like a slang that just sounds kind of gross, like share your man gifts?
Do we want to work in, like, Nature's Bounty?
Like, I kind of like that, how yeah.
Natural it is?
I like Nature's Bounty. I don't know how we work that in, but I like it.
Maybe, like, you've benefited all your life from Nature's Bounty. See, it's a little vague because you want to say it's, like, his Nature's Bounty, but it can't be his and Nature's. So it just sounds weird.
Yeah.
Like, maybe Nature has bestowed a beautiful bounty upon you so that you may share it with all the lady folk.
Yeah.
With others or with lady folk or lady types.
Mm.
Did you say mm? So it's not really an answer.
Huh? What?
Are you paying attention at all?
Maybe.
Nature has bestowed her beautiful bounty upon you so that you may share it with others.
Hmm.
Does this make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I mean, I just hope people are going to understand what. Like, they're going to see this line, and, like, they're going to see a dude in a, like, on a bed being gross. And maybe he's in, like, some... Maybe he's not just, like, laid out on his side. Maybe he's, like, in a really weird position.
Yeah.
Like that position from, like, Detroit Metal City where he's trying to make the M shape. He's, like, doing that on a bed. Like, spread eagle.
Yeah. Huh.
I don't know if that's too crazy.
That's just weird. I feel like it'd be cool if he was, like, standing up, striking a pose or something. Or, like, you know, doing something statuesque.
It's weird. I think it's weird to have him standing up on a bed.
He doesn't have to be standing on the bed. He could be standing next to the bed. Or he could just be lying on the bed.
Hmm.
Or he could just be kind of, like holding his legs up with his arms so that his dong would just be in a really awkward and gross position.
He could be on his side and he could be lifting. Like, if he's on his left side, he could be picking up his... He could be, like, faux picking up his right leg with his arm. So it's like he's in some sort of weird thing.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe he's like bending his leg back and like holding it. Like he's trying to show that he's limber.
I don't know. What if he's like spread eagle on the bed? Like just like completely sprawled out.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah?
Sure.
I think the shot I'm thinking of is he's in the foreground on the bed, and in the background there's the girl walking through the door.
I saw the girl in the foreground, like you're looking over her shoulder.
Yeah, it could be either one. I don't know why I don't know.
Because then you're like, it's like you're following the girl and just like discovering him on the bed.
Yeah, it's true.
She could say, "Why are you in my house again?"
Yeah.
Let's fix two. I think.
Yeah, I don't think it needs anything after.
Needless to say,
they're getting a divorce. I think that's fine. I think anything else is just convoluting it and adding more text for no reason.
Okay. Maybe I'll think about that for an alt. Do you like four?
Yeah. Are they both fully clothed?
Sure.
Okay. No nip slips.
Do you want to put nip slips in our comic?
I'm not gonna rule it out.
We could say it was like an artistic malfunction.
Yeah. No, I won't do that. I have to figure out what, like, actual living female people, the lady folk, as they're called, often.
Yeah.
Are what they actually, like, wear in terms of clothing, because I don't know. Because apparently I just draw terrible fashions.
I'm like, picturing her wearing, like a shirt with, like, a cardigan, and, like, she has, like, a fashionable scarf. Like, she's very actually has clothes on.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, it's not even remotely the time nor the place.
I'm thinking these will be in, like, little yellow text boxes or something so that you know it's narration.
Yeah. Do you want to, in panel one, we have to spruce up the followed my advice a little bit. Like, do we want to have a little like, floating bromance head coming out of, like, a Looney Tunes circle saying it?
Yeah. But where's that going to go?
Just, like, up with the text. At the top of the, like, the top quarter.
Should I make it, should I extend the comic up a little bit so I can fit that above panel one?
If you want, there's no reason that.
It would have to be pretty damn small.
There's no reason that you can't. But, yeah.
I think you're overestimating the amount of space that there is in a panel. It's not very big.
Right, well, there's only one person, so.
But I want to have the person and you be able to see the graph. And then the text.
You can make it like a little, like a space above one and two, or you can just make the panels longer to fit that. Whatever okay. However you see fit. We can have him say, like, follow my dating advice and you'll never, and your dick will never be dry again, or something. Or like, yeah, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, I think it should be in each panel, like, technique number one, technique number two, technique number three, or something like that.
Tip one. Tip number one.
Sure.
See, the one thing that might be strange about this comic is that in panel two, the girl has a positive reaction, and in panels three and four, they both have negative reactions.
Yeah, I just feel like, I mean, it'll kind of make sense because, like, different girls will have different reactions, so.
Or we could just change two.
But I like that it worked. That's funny to me.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, whatever.
Follow my dating advice, and. Well, we need something to bridge this. Like, the market is flooded with dicks. But we need to explain why that makes dating hard for fellas.
Maybe he says something about, like, you need to be on the cutting edge of dating.
If you want to date successfully, you'll need to be an extraordinary dick. Because that's kind of funny, because it's like a double double meaning.
Yeah.
We should, like, think of a funny word for average. It's like the market is flooded with average dicks.
Mediocre.
Is there, like, a funny idiom? Like, it's gotta be.
Yeah.
Like Tom, Dick, and Jane.
No. Is it Dick a Dozen? I don't know. Do we need something?
You don't really think of very many things, do you?
I try. I think of things sometimes.
Hmm.
I think I deserve more credit.
What kind of credit would you like?
Just acknowledgement.
Okay.
Be nice.
I'll acknowledge that you think of the things that you think of.
There you go. I thought of a line in the last comic.
Cool.
Just saying, I think of things sometimes, alright? I'm tired of this bullshit.
You got a dog?
Yeah. You should shoot it.
I'm gonna shoot a dog. What's wrong with you?
What are we doing? What's happening? Why isn't anything happening right now?
Because I'm thinking. And I'm tired.
Well, you can go to sleep after this, but let's finish writing.
Can't really do that, but yeah. Yes, indeed. So, how about just let my advice guide you?
Yeah.
So he's like popping out. Floating in his little, like a little circle.
What's on the x-axis of the graph?
Time?
Yeah, I guess.
You know, you probably won't see it because she'll be standing where it would be labeled.
Yeah. Balls.
I think that this, needless to say, they're getting a divorce. That should be like below their faces. It's like, so there's a beat in between him saying that. You know?
Yes. Does play excruciatingly undesirable make sense? Or should it be act?
We could say like, fuck playing hard to get. Just so that people know what it's like referring to.
Yeah. Kind of needs that.
Okay.
It's good.
Is there anything you want to change?
No, it's good. It's good.
Cool.
It's good.
Cool. 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 All right. Cool.
Fuck you. All right. Let's exit stage right.
Yeah. Sorry if I seemed a little bit you know, sombre for this podcast.
Sombrero.
My life's a little been uprooted. It's a little crazy right now.
I wouldn't say it's been uprooted.
It's been rooted.
It's been rerouted.
It's been rerouted. And sure. I'm going through an adjustment period, so maybe you can just relax, take a seat. Rest. I don't know if you've considered this, but you've got a really great look. if you want to, you know, you want to come in for an open call, give modeling a try, hey, that's great.
Could you hook me up with a modeling gig? Because I'm pretty hot.
If you want to come to Philadelphia.
Maybe I will. Maybe next time I'm there, just hook it up.
We're too tall. We're too tall for the catwalk.
Oh, that's gay. I thought it was like photo modeling.
Yes, that is. That's gay.
I could do hand modeling, though. I have really nice hands.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if they have...
Tell them about my hands.
Okay.
Just be like, hey, I got a brother. He's got really nice hands.
I'll give They're you a really preview. Soft. My hands are like his hands, so...
They're not, though. Your hands are bitch hands compared to mine.
All right.
Sorry I ranted about Metal Gear for 5 minutes. That shouldn't have happened, but I was mad. My favorite game series. They just keep ruining game series. I don't know what's happening.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Like I said, fuck it.
Fuck it. I'm the only solace I take in it is that I know that Kojima has nothing to do with it. So.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll keep making good games.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap this sucker up. Send it to the moon.
Podcast 58, Nifty Great. Late.
Fate.
Check it out. First got it when he was six, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped, landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week he had to talk with a list like this. Now we can end the story right here, but shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, he said it was something so appealing, he couldn't fight the feeling, something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, couldn't understand it, branded, since the first kickflip he landed. Labeled a misfit, a bandit, cocoon, cocoon, cocoon. His neighbors couldn't stand it, so he was banished to the park. Started in the morning, one stopped after dark. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry young man, there's no skating here. And so we kicked. Push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And away he rode, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel, looking for a place to be. So let's kick.
I kissed the kids at noon, then stumbled out of the room. I caught a cab, ran up a tab on 7th and Flowers. Best recital I had to run. Missed my son's graduation. Punched the Nichols boy for taking his seat.
A man got a little older, became a better roller. Yeah, no helmet, hell bent on killing himself is what his mama said, but he was feeling himself. Got a little more swag in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these Ariels and Varials, and I don't think this board is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear, I don't need to ride yours, I got mine right here. So she took him to a spot he didn't know about. Some modern